The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Good day, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of Boomer Generation Radio. This is your host, Richard Address, coming to you again on WWDB 860 AM here in Greater Philadelphia and streaming live on WWDBAM.com. And we are very happy to welcome to our studios today Dana Bookbinder, an attorney with the Begley Law Group in Morristown, New Jersey. And we're going to be back with Dana to talk about some of the challenges facing individuals and families as they navigate this insurance labyrinth that currently exists within the United States of America. And we'll be doing that right after these messages.
Look around at all that's important to you. You and your spouse have made a great life here. But without proper planning, everything you've worked for could end up going to a nursing home. You don't have to go it alone. Call Begley Law Group at 800-533-7227. We'll help preserve assets for your spouse and your children. And it's never too late to plan. Call 800-533-7227 to get started now. Begley Law Group, leaders in planning for the elderly and disabled.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello again. Welcome back to another day, another edition of Boomer Generation Radio here on WWDB AM 860 and streaming live on WWDBAM.com. Boomer Generation Radio welcomes to the studio Dana Bookbinder, an attorney with the Begley Law Group, one of our new sponsors, which I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Richard.
And it's good to see you, Dana. And you deal with all kinds of very, very relevant issue to baby boomers, how we plan our future, not only our future, but really caregiving issues. And one of the things that you're dealing with is something, and I want to start right off the bat with something that you were talking about, we were talking about before the show, something called life care planning, which evidently you're very, very much involved with. Walk me through, what is life care planning?
Life care planning, Richard, is where we're problem solving for our aging population. People come into our office and they have all kinds of concerns. And a life care plan is very comprehensive and it's proactive. A lot of people think that you can't plan for aging and they're reactive to crises. But through life care planning, we're teaching people how to become proactive to plan for their physical welfare, their financial well-being, and their legal issues.
So this is not really, just to make it personal, this is not just for my parents. This is really focused on the baby boomers and orienting baby boomers to what they need to, in a proactive way, look ahead to and take care of. Is that correct?
Yes, it's certainly for the baby boomers, but it is also for older generations as well, because as we know, people do have a tendency to procrastinate a little bit.
Some of us, yes.
That's right.
I'm a charter member of the Procrastinators Club.
Right.
Ever since undergraduate school, you know, you wait till the very last, the night before to do the paper. Some of the statistics that we've been reading in my work with boomers are telling us that a huge number of baby boomers really do not have enough money saved for retirement. Is that true?
It certainly is. I think we're a spending culture. One thing that we emphasize to clients who come in the baby boomer generation and want to discuss more financial planning issues, is never raid your retirement for short-term issues.
But meaning?
Yeah, you want to preserve your retirement. If you're going on vacation, if you're paying for college, you want to designate certain funds for certain purposes and stay very organized.
So if the people that you see in your office who come to see you, this is going to be a ballpark generalization, but just off the top of your head, the general age range, are people coming to see you to plan for their retirement in their 40s, their 50s, or are they really waiting until their 60s?
A lot of people are waiting till their 60s, but we certainly see younger people who are coming in for wills. People in their 20s and 30s or 40s, if they're married with young kids, it's important that they prepare their estate plan. They want to have a guardianship provision in the will. And nowadays, we do hear more about families having a disabled beneficiary, and we're experts in special needs trusts. So that's something people have to deal with at any age.
So let's talk about that, because as we were mentioning actually before the show, this is a growth area that I think
does not get
a lot of publicity and really does impact probably more families than we would want to admit. So what is this disabilities trust? What's it called again?
A special needs trust.
Special needs trust. What is that?
It's a trust that enables a beneficiary to keep his or her public needs-based benefits. So an individual on Medicaid or Supplemental Security Income, for example, SSI, can continue to receive those benefits, but also benefit from a trust fund that's used to enrich his or her life.
I'm going to ask you a very simple question, very basic, so please forgive me. I want you to define trust. What is a trust?
A trust is a legal entity. It's more a fictitious entity that it's a vehicle for holding money for a specific purpose, and it names a beneficiary. So the trust has the goal of benefiting a beneficiary for some specific purpose. There are all types of purposes. You may have a trust because the beneficiary can't manage money well and is a spendthrift. You may have another type of trust because somebody is on public benefits and is not allowed to have money in his or her own individual name. But if the trust is structured properly and the right legal language is in the trust, that person can still have his or her life enriched while maintaining eligibility for public benefits.
So, again, a very basic question.
Mm-hmm.
To access if I set up a trust for, let's say, a child of mine, they access that trust at any time or only upon my death?
You can do it either way. Okay. There are testamentary trusts, which spring into effect upon somebody's death.
Okay.
And then there are inter vivos trusts, which take place during a person's life. So a trust gives the person establishing the trust incredible control. And in fact, you can even control how your money is used after you pass away through a trust.
So getting back to this disabilities issue, which I'm really glad you raised, because it's rarely discussed, I think, in even a lot of these programs. If I am a person in my 60s and I have an adult child with special needs and I need to start planning for that person's care after I or my spouse die, I would sit down with you and create this special needs trust so that my child or my loved one, my sister, my brother, would be able to be taken care of. Is that correct?
Yes. The trust can take care of an individual with special needs and not throw that person off of public financial needs-based benefits.
Yeah, because I would imagine that a lot of people who come to see you are concerned that after they pass away, they don't want that loved one to become at the mercy of the state or, you know, the federal and public assistance.
Absolutely, because public assistance pays for the minimum, mm-hmm. and this is to enhance the special needs beneficiary's life. And I do want to point out, a lot of people worry, how are they going to fund a trust? A lot of people don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw into a trust, and life insurance is a great way to fund a trust. So you really don't need a certain amount of money to create a trust and benefit your special needs child.
Before we move on, so Dana, real fast, this is very, very important. If somebody's listening and they want to contact you, where are the offices and contact information?
Okay. We work primarily out of our Moorestown office. The phone number is 856-235-8501. We also go to Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, right off of Huntington Pike. We have an office in Stone Harbor, New Jersey, and also Princeton, New Jersey. And we have a very comprehensive website.
Which is?
www.begleylawgroup.com. We have articles. We have directions to our offices. A lot of information for people.
So they can access this 24 hours a day, obviously, and,
yes.
and get a hold of whatever information and articles and stuff like that. So
yes.
Life care planning is really, mm-hmm. from what we're understanding, a proactive. What's the secret of getting somebody who's 55 years old invested and knowledgeable that they should really be doing this on a proactive basis instead of waiting until it's a crisis?
Right. Well, everyone should know, unfortunately, long-term care is exorbitantly expensive. Assisted living ranges from about $4,500 to $8,500 per month. Nursing homes cost about $9,000 or $10,000 and even higher per month. And if somebody wants to gamble on those costs, it could be financially catastrophic
quickly.
To them.
Very quickly.
Yes. And we do encourage everyone to be proactive, ideally in your 50s, but even 60s or 70s, we can still usually make a difference.
How do you deal with denial? How do you deal with the people who you go out and do programs, I'm sure, around?
We do a lot of seminars.
And you know, would somebody say, well, you know, I don't really need this. I'll wait. It's not going to be me. You know, my parents are healthy. I'm healthy. How do you deal with that?
Right. Well, of course, once a family has started paying for long-term care expenses, they know they're no longer in denial.
Right.
And if they have a friend who's dealing with these expenses, they're not in denial. So we just do a lot of seminars. As I said, our website is very comprehensive. When people plan ahead, they're in a much better position to make decisions. If we're reacting to a crisis, our decisions are not the best. And we certainly want people to be thinking about this. People in their 50s often do have parents, and they see them going through these issues, and they don't want the same thing to happen to them.
So we're talking to Dana Bookbinder of the Begley Law Group about really life care planning, and we're going to be back with you, Dana, in a couple of seconds. I just want to remind people that you're listening to Boomer Generation Radio here on WWDB AM 860 in the greater Philadelphia area and streaming live on WWDBAM.com. I want to mention a couple of things to you. First of all, our good friends at Tandems East down in southern New Jersey, they've asked me again to remind you about the Tandem Weekend that's coming up at the end of May 31st, June 1st, and 2nd. Slots are filling up fast, and so they're encouraging you to get your reservation in to ride the beautiful Jersey Shore around Cape May, with accommodations being provided at the Golden Inn in Avalon. It's a place that many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with. Great rides, wonderful food, and an opportunity to really make some really wonderful relationships and new friends around tandem bicycling. Tandems East can be reached at www.tandemseast.com. That's TANDEMSEAST, tandemseast.com. Or you can call Mal or Barbara at 856-451-5104. That's 856-451-5104. Tandems East and mention Boomer Generation Radio. I want to also really make mention to you of something, a very, very exciting event that's coming up in the southern New Jersey area, really for the entire Delaware Valley, on Sunday, June 2nd, when Congregation Makor Shalom, a place that I'm very familiar with, and their partner, the Gift of Life Organ Donor Program, will be presenting Peter Yarrow, headlining at Makor Shalom's major event, Makor Stock, a Makor Stock Festival of Music, Arts, and Peace and Shalom. Makor Stock is a one-day outdoor festival featuring musical performances, children's entertainment activities, large numbers of vendors, marketplace, raffles, of course, food, and of course, with some kosher selections. Peter Yarrow will headline a lineup of diverse musical performers. A special raffle will be given for a guitar personalized and signed by Peter. VIP reception tickets are available if you want to meet Mr. Yarrow in person. For those of us of a certain age, we remember Peter Yarrow with Peter, Paul, and Mary. And for those of you not of a certain age, it's Puff the Magic Dragon, and I'm sure many of you understand and remember. Tickets are on sale now at advanced discount prices. Information and tickets are available online at www.makorshalom.org. That's MKORSHALOM.org, makorshalom.org. It's June 2nd. Makor Shalom, located on 850 Evesham Road in beautiful, beautiful, bucolic Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We guarantee a day of sunshine and entertainment and fun. Get your tickets now for Makor Stock. We welcome back Dana Bookbinder from the Begley Law Firm in Morristown, New Jersey. Dana, and all the work that you're doing, what are the top two or three challenges that face a family when they walk into your office and need to start talking about making preparations for their own retirement, their own aging, and or dealing with their own parents?
Richard, I would say that the top three things that I'm hearing when people come in would be, how can my parent get good care and be safe, whether at home or in a facility, and how can he or she manage just the challenges of daily life physically? Two, I would say, how can the family pay for long-term care? Always a very big concern. And how can my mom or dad avoid outliving his or her money?
Yes. Let's go with the last one.
Okay.
Because, again, speaking very personally, this happened to my mom.
Right.
And it's a real challenge, and not everyone can has that unlimited, you know, a pool of resources. How can someone avoid outliving their money, given the fact that it's no longer unusual to be living into your 90s and beyond?
Right. Well, certainly when you're younger, you want to do financial planning. You want to consider purchasing long-term care insurance while you can still qualify. Unfortunately, I think most of the people that I find who are interested in long-term care insurance are the ones who can no longer qualify.
Wait, let me stop you, because that's really important. What's the barrier of qualification?
Well, there are many different companies, and they all underwrite slightly differently. But if you have a physical condition that is likely to result years later in nursing home care, then it's unlikely that you're going to be approved for the insurance. And if you have difficulty with mobility, that also limits the opportunity for insurance.
Okay.
And then the other thing I wanted to point out is, to avoid outliving your money, you need to speak with a professional who knows the range of benefits that are out there. There are veterans benefits available to help contribute to care, and also Medicaid needs-based benefits.
So you raise a couple of issues, and I already can see we're going to start running out of time. The trend seems to be, according to a lot of the literature, of people of, and I think this is going to happen a lot with our generation, really avoiding at all costs going into a nursing home, et cetera, and really moving more towards home health aides, bringing people in. And that's not covered by insurance, is it?
Well, Medicaid in New Jersey does cover some home care. And in fact, the state is working to change the regulations somewhat to offer more Medicaid benefits that will pay for home care and assisted living.
Medicaid, but not Medicare.
Medicare is designed for short-term acute illnesses. A lot of people are under the misimpression that Medicare will cover long-term care, such as assisted living and nursing home, but it does not.
And if I have to bring in somebody from ABC Home Health Agency 5 days a week for 4 hours to take care of Dad, that is not covered by Medicare. Is that correct?
Not on a long-term basis. In some limited cases, for a very limited amount of time with a doctor's prescription, very limited.
And when that limitation is over and the person is not Medicaid eligible, the family then has to, it's private pay. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Veterans, you mentioned veterans benefits, and that's something else a lot of people just aren't aware of. Really quickly, walk me through, how does that differ from the normal benefits and how do people become more aware of that?
Right. A lot of veterans aren't even aware of the options that exist. For veterans benefits, you need to be a veteran or a widow of a veteran. Spouses of veterans can also enter a veterans nursing home as an option. There is something called veterans aid and attendance eligibility, where the aid and attendance program will reimburse a veteran or a widow of a veteran up to a certain amount towards long-term care. And this payment could go on for years.
Do you, when you counsel couples, do you handle that, or is that
yes.
something that has to go? They don't have to go through the Veterans Administration?
Right. They could come to us and we can identify situations where applying for this would be helpful, and then we can do the application.
So the next question is a little bit of a difficult question because it's somewhat speculative. What do you see from your expertise and your experience, the impact of the Affordable Care Act, the Health Care Reform Act, will have now on all of these conversations?
Well, I think the main impact is yet to be seen because it's not enacted, not effective yet. But the Affordable Care Act is going to create more groups that are eligible for public benefits. So I think it's going to shift where the money is going a little bit and give new people opportunities.
What do you mean shift where the money is going?
Because if it's going to create new classes of people that are eligible for Medicaid, mm-hmm. at the same time, the states are working to keep their budgets under control and the laws are constantly changing. This, regardless of the Affordable Care Act, this particular area of the law is always in a state of flux. It's very political.
What do you mean political?
I've been with Begley Law Group almost 17 years now. And since the time I've started, I have seen many changes normally decreasing the opportunities for people to get public benefits. The look-back period for gifts that impact Medicaid eligibility used to be 3 years. It jumped to 5 years. The Deficit Reduction Act of 2005 made it a little tougher to plan. So now more than ever, it's important to start early, be proactive, and seek professional advice.
You mentioned this look-back period. Before we run out of time, I know that in having someone eligible be made eligible for Medicaid, which can be an exhausting experience, there is this look back period. Could you define what the look back period is?
Sure. When you apply for Medicaid, the Medicaid caseworker will ask you for, now it can be up to 5 years of financial documentation so that the caseworker can identify whether or not gifts have been made and whether any periods of ineligibility should be imposed as a result of certain financial transactions. So when you apply for Medicaid, you are responsible for bringing a very large stack of paper mm-hmm. with you, and it's a difficult process. In our office, we actually have an individual who used to work as a Medicaid caseworker in one of the local county offices.
So is this what some people who I've worked with talk about having to spend down assets for a loved one in order for them to get? And real quickly, what's the difference between Medicare and Medicaid?
Medicare is the program that you can enroll in when you're approximately retirement age, and that pays for hospital care and very, very limited rehabilitation. And again, that's the model there is for short-term acute care. Medicaid is a financial needs-based program where to qualify, your assets are very limited. And if you're married, they look at your spouse's assets too. And one of the primary goals of asset protection planning is to protect the healthy spouse's standard of living.
So before we, there's so much that you raise, and we're not going to have time. You're going to have to come back and really walk us through some of this very, 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 very important stuff. If I'm listening and I want to get in touch with you, give me those numbers and contacts again.
Okay. Our main number is 856-235-8501. Our website is www.begleylawgroup.com.
Dana, we're going to be coming back in 2 seconds. I want to just finish up some stuff with you again, say thank you. And we're going to come back right after some brief messages.
We turn to Begley Law Group for help in our estate planning for my parents.
We have a daughter who needs a special needs trust, and they've done a really good job.
Begley put together a plan for my parents to protect my dad's assets. But when you meet with someone like Begley, your son realized you didn't know what you didn't know.
They got us to a point where now we can really feel confident that we've done all the right things.
Protect your family's assets. Call Begley Law Group. We'll create a unique plan just for you.
And again, before we leave, I want to remind all of you in the listening audience that Lubetkin Communications in Cherry Hill, New Jersey is a great place to develop your own personal video history of your family. Steve Lubetkin at lubetkin.net, 856-751-5491. We'll be more than happy to work with you to create a recorded high-definition video in a documentary style which features interviews with members of your own family. To provide a loving and a lasting tribute to your family's patriarchs and matriarchs, and to hear from them in their own words while they're still with us. And instead of just retelling stories, you'll have this wonderful legacy, video legacy. Give Steve a call again at 856-751-5491. Dial him up on the internet at www.lubetkin.net, L-U-B-E-T-K-I-N, lubetkin.net. Dana Bookbinder, very, very quickly, Begley Law, 856-235-8501, www.begleylawgroup.com. 30-second final piece of advice for people listening dealing with this proactive approach of yours.
Again, you don't want to react to a crisis. Aging can be planned. We can plan to have a smoother aging process. Safety is a paramount concern. Helping people conquer life's everyday challenges, such as the bills and home repairs, is important. And, of course, financial planning is very important.
Dana Bookbinder from the Begley Law Firm in Morristown, New Jersey. Thank you very much for being our guest on Boomer Generation Radio. To all of you, have a great day.
Thank you.